You're listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he guides us through the world and major works of Kabbalah, Hasidic masters, and Jewish philosophy, shedding light on the inner life of the soul.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, we are continuing with all of our shearing, Be'ezras Hashem and more, but we're starting off with the shear on the Zohar, HaKadosh, the weekly shear on the Zohar. I apologize for the color and the sound of this computer. My other one broke, so I'm in the process of getting another one, so until then this will do. But Be'ezras Hashem, we are going to tap into the light of the Zohar, as we've been trying to do and as we continue to need to do, especially in preparation for Lag BaOmer, especially in preparation for the sweetening that takes place from the severity of the Omer itself. We taste the light on Pesach, we taste the profound light on Pesach, and the light of Pesach, of Leil Seder, expresses itself most fundamentally on Shvi Shel Pesach, by that Zman of Geula, by that Zman of Mashiach. And ultimately, that illumination rests within us in a way that it remains very sanua, very hidden, very concealed, by dint of the fact that it wasn't earned. It doesn't mean it's not present, it just means that it's latent within a potential state prior to actualization. And our job is to now enter into the actual work, the privation and the severity and the details and the measurements and all of the specificities of the sira of each and every day, one day, 2 days, 3 days, adding up to different units of time, ultimately building towards a particular place. This disintegration of the whole into the various parts, which is the disquietude at the heart of the self, it's the fighting with each other, it's the lack of kavod, shenahgu zeh lazeh, the talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, we're going to be discussing in depth. But suffice it to say that the descent from Pesach into Sfiras HaOmer is not really possible unless we have our eyes directly on Lag BaOmer. Because to have one's eyes directly on Lag BaOmer, to live with the eyes of Rabbi Shimon, to live with the eyes of Rabbi Shimon with that light of Nasav Einav Boi, Venasa Gal Shel Atzamos, as Rabbi Nachman describes, that what does it mean that Rabbi Shimon gave his eyes to that person and that person turned into a pile of bones? As we know in the story of Rabbi Shimon coming out of the cave, where he was frustrated with this person who continued to lack belief in his capacity and the capacity of the tzaddikim to purify the world from the impurity of death or from the doubtful nature of death. And he continued with his leitzanis, this old individual continued with his belittling and the comedic attempt to designificate the power of the tzaddikim, to take away that nekuda of ikr, to claim that there is no ikr. So Rabbi Shimon got frustrated, kavyachol. He tapped back into those eyes that were burning the world after they came out of the cave, prior to going into the cave the second time, where he learned and revealed the secret of calming those eyes. And Rabbi Shimon unleashed his original eyes, and he reveals a gal shel atzamos. So what does it mean that the tzaddik looks at this person and they turn into a pile of bones? Rabbi Nachman says that the tzaddikim give us their eyes, that it gives us the ability to see ourselves through the lens of how the tzaddikim see us, of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us, the tzaddikah shel olam sees us, to see the power of our experiences, to see the potential destructive tendencies of our anger and our frustration, to truly see oneself in the lens of the redemptive capacity of what it means to be a human being. And that's so overwhelming that it turns a person into a pile of revelation, gal shel atzamos, a revelation of the etzem, a revelation of a certain element of the essence of myself. That the process of Svira, the process of Svira is ultimately learning to tap into the eyes of Rabbi Shimon, to see ourselves in the light of Rabbi Shimon, to see ourselves in the light of the Chavraya Kadisha, to see ourselves in a world of the Zohar HaKadosh, to see ourselves as HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us, not as we saw ourselves. We just learned on Pesach the secret that we can see ourselves differently than the way that we previously saw ourselves. Chayv Adam Lirois Asa'atzma Ki'ilu Yatzim Mitzrayim, Lirois Dafka. It's an eyes, it's a vision, it's an inner vision, it's an inner vision that creates an an externalized vision that has an actual impact on reality, and then reality continues to feed into my process of vision, which again forms reality through my vision ad infinitum, until the hiskalus of Ayin V'Ayin, of the true vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the revelation that everything is just the Or of Chachma, the Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation in this world. But learning to see, once we learned that we can see differently after Pesach, so comes Sviras HaOmer, which is a time of Tikkun HaEinayim, a time of learning how to see things properly, to undo the Tsaris Ayin, to undo the smallness of the eyes that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, as we're going to understand what that means, these Tzadikei Yesod Olam, what it means that their eyes were small, their eyes were limited, but our necessity and our responsibility is to tap into Lag BaOmer, and therefore we're starting, again, all of this is to say why we're starting with the Zohar HaKadosh, and why we're going to be attaching ourselves to the light of Rabbi Shimon, to the eyes of the Zohar HaKadosh, to the eyes of Chachma that are Megala, the Koyach of Yichud, from within disparity itself. And we're going to look at two places in the Zohar HaKadosh, the Parsha of Achrimos. We've been waiting for this Parsha. Baruch Hashem, we had Yontif, but this Parsha has been at the brink, and it could be that we already read Achrimos. I don't even know if we actually already read Achrimos or if Achrimos is this week's Parsha yet. I'm still a little bit in Pesach, but suffice it to say that the Zohar HaKadosh and Achrimos is tremendous. It's huge. It's massive. It discusses so many topics, and it goes through various stories and narratives, and the orientation of the Zohar HaKadosh towards death, and the orientation of the Zohar HaKadosh to the Torah, and to the specificity of the Jewish people, and to the secrets of the depths of Torah. But so it was a process in trying to find the Nekuda that we're going to look at, but there was a Nekuda that popped out as really a continuation of the tale of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh from Shvi Sal Pesach. That when the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and his daughter and the Heliga Rav Tzvi Hirsch, the scribe, when they were about to be eaten by the cannibals, when they were about to lose everything, they fell up into that place of katnish of a katnish. They had no accessibility. They had no ability to draw upon a previous faith. The Baal Shem Tov didn't have a brain at this moment. The Baal Shem Tov felt empty, completely kavyachol. And the Baal Shem Tov's friend, the Baal Shem Tov scribe, says, "Nu, Rebbe, do something, save us. You just saved, you know, you just revealed the miracle in Berlin with the couple, and you revealed saving us from the wicked king who wanted to destroy the Jewish people. Save us here also." And the Baal Shem Tov said, "I can't, I don't have anything left." Until the Baal Shem Tov said, "Nu, tell me something." And he said, "Aleph, Zag Aleph, Baal Shem Tov, say Aleph." And the Baal Shem Tov said, "Aleph, say Beis." And the Baal Shem Tov said, "Beis, say Gimel." And the Baal Shem Tov said, "Gimel." And ultimately, through the Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, through all of the osios and the very simple osios of the Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, the sounds of the Aleph, Lamed, Pei, the Beis, Beis, Yud, Tav, Gimel, Gimel, Mem, Lamed, the Ah, the Ba, the Ga, the Da, all of the various vowelizations of that Aleph, Beis in its simplicity, that was what restored the koyach of the Baal Shem Tov. That was what brought the Nes back into Metzias, and that's what ultimately gives us the miracle of Shri Shah Pesach, which is the Yichud, even if the Yichud hasn't arrived yet. And so the Zohar HaKadosh says over here, it says as follows, it says, Tachazi, Tachazi, that come and understand that Ksiv, Zayis HaTorah Shasam Moish Lefnei Bnei Yisrael, this is the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in front of the eyes of Bnei Yisrael. Lefnei Bnei Yisrael Sham Aval Lashar Amin Lay Sham, that Bnei Yisrael were chosen to accept, to have the capacity to receive the Torah, and therefore the Torah was placed in front of us and not by any of the nations of the world. And as a result of this, Daber El Bnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, speak specifically to Bnei Yisrael, Veil Bnei Yisrael Tomer, speak it specifically to Bnei Yisrael, because it's something that's unique and rooted primarily for Bnei Yisrael. B'chein Kula, and you see this throughout the entirety of the Torah. Yinuchan Avin to Almun, Inun, Hillel, Vishamai, the Hochi Omril Unculus, Loi is Davi Le Mila that Reisa Addis Ungazer. The Zohar HaKadosh orients us to the secret of Unculus Hager, the secret of translation, the ability to bring that which is not part and parcel of the Torah into the Torah itself, meaning the secret of Geirus, the secret of Targum, the secret of drawing that which is distant from the Torah itself into the Torah itself, which is also the secret of Lag BaOmer and Yagash Sahadusa, as we're going to see, because Lag BaOmer is the day of Targum. The Zohar HaKadosh is written in Targum also, so we see that the Zohar HaKadosh is giving us hints already to Lag BaOmer. And either Hillel and Shammai or the Talmidim, that they spoke with Unculus and they said, we're not going to tell you a word of Torah until you convert, until you enter into that space of Yiddishkeit, to remind us that the Torah is a singular thing. It's a singular pointed thing that is received only within the vessels that are singular for it, which is by Klal Yisrael. V'tachazi, and come and see, Mila Kadma de Araisi de Havin Lianuka. What is the first word of Torah that you give over to a child? Aleph Beis. You give them the Aleph Beis. Da mila de lo yichlin b'nei alma le'istavka besuklenusa v'salkele berusa. This itself is a notion that is impossible for people of the world to connect themselves to fully in their minds, or to connect themselves to fully in their desire. The simple aleph base b'kol shekein le'malala b'fumehun. All the more so to express it in the mouth. Ba'afilu melechei iloi. Even the celestial angels, Eloi de Eloi, and the celestial angels of the celestial angels, Lo Yachlan Istavke, begin to inun steamen the Shema Kadisha. They can't connect to the Aleph Beis because the Aleph Beis in truth is the depths of the depths. Zog Aleph Baal Shem Tov, teach Aleph, as Lubavitcher Rebbe said, if you know Aleph, teach Aleph, because Aleph is the steamen the Shema Kadisha. It's the concealment of the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And again, we don't know anything. We don't know anything of what the Zohar Kadosh is trying to tell us. And obviously, all of these secrets are beyond any fathomability. But ultimately, as I understand it through this lens of reading, the Inun Steam and the Shama Kadisha, we know the Aleph is Vav and Yud, which is the Gematria of 26, that the Aleph itself contains the depths of secrets. But it means within the simplicity of the Aleph that's taught to the children, to the Yanuka, which is also to the minds, which is Yoinik from Gan Eden, when a person lives with that innocence of learning the Torah anew and the secret of the Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal, and Hey, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh losing everything so that he could relearn the secret of the Aleph, Beis, which is the secret of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore on a certain level the Baal Shem Tov didn't have to come to Eretz Yisrael because he understood the secret of Eretz Yisrael, which is the ability to say the Aleph Beis, which is the ability to start again in each and every moment of a person's life. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh returned without even arriving at Eretz Yisrael to reveal the capacity kavyachol of living in that space of Eretz Yisrael even prior to Eretz Yisrael, which is the light of Lubavitch, which is the light of Chabad, which is the light of Tzemach Tzedek, which says Mach Eretz Yisrael, do make Eretz Yisrael here. There's also the element of Rabbi Nachman, who does come to Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz Yisrael Mamish, which is the reality that Eretz Yisrael Mamish, it's not only about Mach Eretz Yisrael Du, it's not only about making Eretz Yisrael here, it's about Mamish, 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 being in Eretz Yisrael, in that place of the Aleph Beis, where every step is a new Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, where every step is a Chof Beis Asfen de Oraisa, because the previous Aleph Beis is shattered, because it can't handle the next moment itself, and you have to redevelop it. That's the secret of the secret of the Baal Shem Tov being Zoicha to the new Aleph Beis, to renewing himself with the Aleph Beis, and as a result of that, maybe not necessarily needing to arrive in Eretz Yisrael Mamish or to teach us that Inyan. Again, all of that is B'derech Efshar de Efshar. And the Zohar HaKadosh continues, and the Zohar HaKadosh continues, and it says, Ve'elef arba maya v'chamshen rivvin da'alman kulian talan b'kutza da'alef v'shivin v'shen shimin kadishin gilufin ba'asvin v'shimin da'kaiman b'hu eloi v'tatoi shoma v'ara v'kursaya yikra d'mal katalian misetra chada l'setra chada b'pshisuta da'alef kiyuma da'alman kula v'samchin iloin v'tatoyin b'raza d'chachmosa v'shvilin stimin v'nuhurin akimin eser amirin kula nafkin mayahu kutza tata d'talia alef mikan ulahola l'shari esparish alef base. And the Zohar HaKadosh goes into a profound, poetic, powerful, forceful language, revealing the secrets of the Aleph, which has the 1,405 worlds, which are connected to the top, the tippy top of the upper Yud, which is representative of perhaps Aleph, which is Aleph, Tav, 400, which is Tav, and 5, which is Hey, would be Atta, the secret of Atta, the secret of the face-to-face encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that begins at the beginning of the Aleph, because the Aleph is also, just like we learned about Unculus, it's the secret of Targum, that an Aleph is always translated. Aleph is Ulpan, which is a translation of original language, because even the Aleph is the very beginning of something and it's still concealed from our minds. And it has the 72 names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyachol that are entrenched and engraved within the hidden forms of letters that exist within the Aleph itself that contain the connectivity of above and below, the secret of the Vav itself, which is Machaber Shmaya Va'ara, the Vav that connects the upper Yud and the lower Yud, the Kursai Yikare de Malka Talian Misa Chuda, and the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is contained on one side, And it extends itself by one end of the Aleph to give life to all of the worlds and all of the support of all of the upper and lower worlds, the secret of the Aleph, the secret of the Pele Elyon, the secret of the unification of opposites, Baraz de Chachmos, and the secret of wisdom, the Shvilin, the Stimin, with all of the pathways and the concealed pathways of the Nehurin, Akimin, and all of the strange and deep lights that are emergent from the Eser Amir and from the 10 modes of expression, Kulia Nafkin, Maya Kutsa, Tata, de Tachos Aleph, all of those things only emerge from the lower end of the Aleph. Mikan ulahalo, from here and forward, Ashrei le'ispashta Aleph bebeis. And only then does a person have the capacity of revealing the connectivity of the Aleph within the base. Meaning to say, what the Baal Shem Tov is teaching us, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing to us at every moment, is that the Aleph base is ultimately the deepest thing that a person can come back to. The basic structure of all ideas, because in the end of the day, all we have is the ability to express ideas rather than to know ideas fundamentally and fully. There's no ability to know anything whatsoever. That's why we try and know more and more. But ultimately, it's an emuna. Tzadik be'emunaso yechya. But we have the ability to express, the ability of the Asvin Kedusha, the ability to use our language, to count Sfira, to build ourselves up again with a new Aleph Beis. This is the Chiddush. And this is why the Gra stood up for his old Mechanech who came to Vilna, because he taught him the Aleph Beis. And as Rav Menachem Mendel Shklov explains in his Mayim Adirim, that ultimately every Chiddush in Torah is ultimately just a reiteration of the Aleph Beis. Kepshuto Mashmo, it's the same letters being reoriented over and over in the Aleph Beis, which is rooted, obviously, in the Olam HaMalbush, in the secret of the Sha'ashuin of Torah, as the Rashbi explains so beautifully throughout Parshas Achrei Mois, the Sha'ashuin Da'araisa, the Olam HaMalbush, which emerges from that process of the upper Yud and the lower Yud. But again, it's just to show how profoundly deep the Torah HaKadosh is. And then we can go back to Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, which is a Nakuda that I wanted to bring out based on this Nakuda in the Zohar HaKadosh. What we just read about the Aleph Beis is on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis in Parshat Achrei Mos in the Zohar HaKadosh. And what we're about to see is going to be on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis in the Zohar Kadosh as well. And it says as follows, Kemaisa Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yashavtem Bo Loi Ta'asu. All that you experienced in Mitzrayim, that place that you sat, that place that you spend time, you shouldn't be engaged in anymore. Rabbi Yitzchak Pasach, Rabbi Yitzchak opens up, and when Rabbi Yitzchak opens up, Yitzchak is the secret of Gelura, it's the Tzimtzum, it's the secret of an opening that comes about by way of Tzimtzum, it's the secret of the Shar, the Pesach, that a person enters into through the Tzimtzum itself, which is the secret of Shvi'i Shel Pesach, and it's specifically the Koyach of Yitzchak that's Megala, that Nekuda. So it's Rabbi Yitzchak Pasach, Rabbi Yitzchak opens up and says, L'saper b'tzion Shem Hashem v'tilos b'yushalayim, to proclaim the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Sion, in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim, in the Yichud of Yisoid and Malchus, in the Yichud of above and below. Tanam, Teiman Tanina, we've learned, Shama Kadisha Sasim Begalia, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden and concealed and revealed and present. Meaning to say, as we've learned so often, that every grasp that we have ultimately leads us to the ability to recognize that we can't fully grasp the fullness of something, which reveals our ultimate ignorance, which gives us the desire to upwards and move upwards to grasp more and more. Sussim Vigalia, what I thought I knew, I come to know that I didn't know. And I also, what I thought I didn't know, I come to realize that I can know, as long as the knowing now leads me back to a place of knowing that I don't know. That's the perpetual, paradoxical simultaneity of the revelation and concealment, the revelation which allows for something concealed to emerge, and the concealment which is the revelation, because that's the Tzimtzum, that's the only way something emerges. And first and foremost, that's true by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Torah itself, which is the Aleph Beis, which is the Aleph Beis, as the Ramban explains to us in his Hakdama to Sefer Bereishis, that the entirety of the Torah is ultimately one name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Aleph, as we saw, is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Baal Shem Tov says, there's nothing other than the Aleph. There's two Alephs, which equals a Beis. There's three Alephs, which equals a Gimel, up until the edge, which is the 400 Alephs that compose the Tav. But so what's true by an Aleph is true everywhere, which means to say that every element of all osios, which is just the Aleph and the beginningness of the Aleph, which is the Kutz of the Yud, is within and of itself a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just as the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden and revealed at the same time, so too the Torah, which is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is also hidden and revealed at the same time. Meaning to say, like we just said, we don't know anything. We don't even know the Aleph. Because whatever is revealed just reveals how much must be concealed, which is the secret of Megala Tefach u'Mechaseh Tefachayim, a revelation of a hand's breadth, which ultimately just leads one to understand how much is not revealed. I heard my brother say once that the biggest chiddush of Rav Tzadok HaKohen, who revealed everything, is how profoundly powerful his tzaddik, the Meishiloach, actually was. And it's the same inyan that what's revealed reveals to us how little is revealed. And it's Taras Hashem Temima, as the Baal Shem Tov says, as Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Im Komdomo, Schus Yogan Aleinu says, that all and said and done, all of the Torah, all of the explanations, ultimately are still as if the Torah has not even been scratched on the surface in accordance to the true depth and essence of the Torah HaKadosha, which is the Shirish of the Sha'ashuim Ha'atzmim, which is the Torah HaKaduma. And so there's always infinite levels of meaning. And every story and every element and every pasuk of the Torah itself has this balance of that which is hidden and that which is revealed. The Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda says, now we'll see at the end of this hour why it's so amazing that it's Rabbi Yehuda who's saying this. Rabbi Yehuda is the secret of Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda is the secret of Yehuda, is Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makum. It's the secret of Malchus. It's the Tatzach Adash V'Achav. It's the making Simonim. I don't need the words, says Rabbi Yehuda, who gives Simonim. I just need the letters. Because ultimately, all words are just letters. So it's enough not to say Dam Svadei Akinam Arav v'chule v'chule. It's enough to say Datzach Hadash V'achav, because the letters themselves contain everything. Dayenu, I just have the letters. If you didn't give me words, okay, fine. Dayenu with the osios. That's the secret of Ibihuda. That's the secret of bringing us back to the Aleph Beis, as we saw in the previous Zohar. Tanyam Rabbi Yehuda mechatzifusa the tzadekes chada nafka kama tavim alma. From the chutzpah, from the brazenness, from the holy brazenness, from the courage, from the tekifus adas, from the self-confidence of a certain tzadekes of Tamar, of a singular tzadekes, a singular os, a singular letter, Eishes Chayil Ataris Baila. Eishes Chayil is a song of the Aleph Beis, the song of the Torah HaKadosh, the song of that place, of the Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. So mechatzifusa de tzadeka chada, from the chutzpah of one tzadekes, one letter, nafka kama tavin la'alma. Look how much goodness comes into the world. Manhu tamar. It's tamar. Tamar is the tmuros, it's the shifts and the ever-changing colors of experience and the heichal ha'gvanim ha'mishtanim that's megala, as Rabbeinu teaches us, the secret of the achdus ha'poshut that's misgala through the pu'ulos ha'mishtanos, which is the secret of Shabbos that comes about by the end of the 6 days of the week. It's Tamar, it's the Tamira, it's the Shurish of Mashiach Tzidkenu. It's Marmi Mavis, it's Misa. But at the same point, it's the Tamura, it's the transition of that which appears to be negative into that which is the sweetest of the sweet. The Tamar tree is a bitter tree, it's a processing tree. And it's the process of Tamura, it's the chamber of changes, it's the metamorphosis of things from one thing to another, from man to bug, from bug to man. Manhu Tamar comes from Tamar. Dichsiv v'teishav b'pesach inayim. Pasuk says about Tamar, this one tzadikas, this one os, which is teaching us in the depths of the Torah, that she sat at Pesach inayim, at the opening of the eyes. Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba says, Parsha sasa da, this parsha moichich da reisa sasam v'galya. This parsha proves to us, this Pesach inayim proves to us, that the Torah itself is hidden and revealed. Hidden and revealed, concealed and revealed at the same time. We've looked throughout the entire Torah. We've looked throughout the entire Torah, again, the Einayim. And we've not found any place referred to as Pesach Einayim. Where is this place of the opening of the eyes that Tamar, Hatzadekes Ha'achas, where was she sitting? Ela kiloi sosim v'razin derazin. It must be that everything is a secret and everything is the hidden of the hidden. V'tanya, my chamas tzadekes el uvdado. And we learned, what did this tzadekes, what did this os, what did this Tamar see in order to do what she needed to do to bring about the light of redemption? El yodas b'veis adachama urchid kutshbrichu heich medaber hay alma im b'nei nasha. But rather, she understood the secret way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to the individual in this world. She understood this from the house of her father-in-law, from Yehuda, from the Manda Amar Rabbi Yehuda, from that shirish of the understanding that all there needs to be in the end of the day is an ois, to learn the secret of tzadka mimeni. To bring an ois, to bring an os, to bring a sign, not a word, a sign. Yehuda was speechless. All he had was a sign. And because she understood, and because she understood the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she saw the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought this thing about, brought this light of redemption about through her. And just as we know with regards to Bathsheba and David, that it was from the 6 days of creation already that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired Bathsheba to be the mother of Shlomo Malka, as the Ishbitzer famously speaks about, as that light of the Ishbitzer reveals. That light of David Malka Mashiach, that light of the Osios, that light of all I have is the Osios of Zog Aleph. Oif Hacha is Damanis Hus Tamar lay the miyuma de ispari alma. Tamar was set for this from the beginning of the creation of the world. But where was she sitting? What was this Pesach Inayim? Where does that birthplace of Mashiach come from? Man Pesach Inayim, whose Pesach Inayim could amart? V'hu yoyshev Pesach ha'oyel. It's where Avram Avinu was sitting b'Pesach ha'oyel at the opening of the tent. V'chsev b'Pesach Hashem ala Pesach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was medaleg on the Pesach. V'chsev pischuli sharei tzedek. That the Pesach itself is where Tamar was sitting. The opening itself, the Nekuda of Malchus that makes an opening in Metzias, that plants a letter in Metzias. Asya, Ois comes from a language of Asya, as the Baal HaTanya teaches us, that is drawing down a Hashpa'a Me'lamala into this place to be Megala, a new Makom of Kedusha, a new Makom of Hashras Hashkin, a new Makom of Ruach HaKodesh, a new Makom of Amunah Shlema, of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tesh of Pesach Inayim, Man Pesach Inayim, who is Pesach Inayim, who Yoshev Pesach Oyel? Malchus, 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 this world, Yichud Tata, Yichud Tata, Emuna, Tfila, Torah, Emuna, Tfila, Torah, Brochos, Mitzvos, Maisios, Kepshuto Mamish, Dir Betachtoinim, Malchus, Dimyon, Emuna. The Pesach Hashem ala Pesach, Lexiv Piskuli Shari Tzedek, this Pesach where she sat, where Tamar sat to reveal the light of the Temura, the transition from that which appears to be fully clear to us and then suddenly is revealed to be fundamentally removed from us, that revelation of the concealment that rests underneath that which is revealed, always revealing that what is revealed is only limited in relationship to that which can be revealed ad infinitum because it's Kedusha Silamala Mikdusha Seichem. The Moyach can't be Soyvel, the Atzmus Chas V'Shalom, the Lev can't be Toifei. It nothing can be toifis atzmos kedushas silamal mikdushas eichem, and even when we say that al v'altafis ubereusa deliba, but it's grasped in the ruminations of the heart, it doesn't mean that it's actually grasped. We grasp the actuality of what it could be to grasp the atzmos of a kadosh baruch hu kabyachol, but through the way of recognizing that it's impossible for me to grasp it. It's always a pesach. It's the raz of the mehemnusa. It's what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh describes by Avram Avinu, Yoshev Pesach HaOel. After Avram Avinu was Eshalich Lefanev Ehi Yatamim, walk in front of me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be perfect, Kavyachol, reach perfection. And there's a glimmer of a hope that perhaps this mythological space of perfection might exist. And suddenly what happens right after perfection? Baruch Hashem, the Torah reveals to us, V'hu Yoshev Pesach HaOel, and he was sitting at the opening of the tent. What's the opening of the tent? It's the very beginning. It's the very beginning, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Nun Sha'arei Bina to Moshe Rabbeinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Nun Sha'arei Bina, the 50 gates of understanding, he created it in that the 50th gate is never actually given. It's not that it's not given over. It's Kulam Nasnu L'Moshe. All of the gates of understanding were given to Moshe. But it's Chasar Achas. The Shar Nun is Chasar Achas. The Shar Nun is the Nisiv Lo Yod Ayat, that place of unknowability. And in that Shar Nun, what happens is that all of the 50 gates lead to the recognition that there's another 50 gates, and I'm just at the beginning, and then there's going to be another 50 gates, because the ceiling is always a floor of a next level. More Aleph, more Aleph, more Aleph, more Aleph base. That's where the light of Tamar comes from. That's the light of Mashiach. The whole Ein in the Alma Lahai Pischa Mitzapin. All of the eyes of the world are looking towards that place. Malchus is the opening of the eyes. In the depth and the darks of night, how does one deal with the orientation of the eyes? That Shema is Rosh Hashanah, Su'umaru Meinechem. Lift up your eyes and see to that place where all eyes are open towards, to that opening of the eyes, to that awakeness at the heart of sleep, as we saw in Shir Hashirim. To that Yam, B'soichei Yabasha, the Yabasha B'soichei Yam, the Yichud of Yam and Yabasha, the secret of fish who don't close their eyes, the Eina Pekicha, the open eye of Mashiach Tzidkenu, of the Suda of the Levyasan, of the Yidgul Arov, Yosef Atzadik was not afraid of Ayin Ra. Why? Because Ana di Zavadi Yosef Ka'atina, Rav Yochanan, who was beautiful, he was Malei Chain, and he wasn't afraid of an Ayin Hara. Why? Because Ana di Zavadi Yosef Ka'atina Dila Shalta Be'in Abisha. I come, I'm an offspring of Yosef Atzadik, and there's no Ayin Ra there. Why? Because it's V'yigdul Arov Bekerav Aretz. The fish have open eyes at all times. Tadir, Einin, Psichin, Tadir, as we'll see in Adir Bamaron Bezros Hashem. It's Ayin ba'Ayin, Yir B'Shuv Hashem Seel, the Yichud of Chachma and Bina, the Yichud of the two perspectives that operate and exist at every moment in one's life, to a singular vision and to a singular Ayin to see in Nekuda Toiva. That's the Nekuda of Malchus. Asher Adelach Timnasa, where are the eyes looking? And here the Zohar HaKadosh is giving us. Rashbi is always giving. The Baal HaSulam reveals this more than anybody, that to understand the words of Rashbi and the Zohar HaKadosh is to enter into a place where one word of the Zohar HaKadosh is enough to last a lifetime, even though it's not enough, as we see throughout the narrative of the Zohar HaKadosh. That had I not come into this world just to hear this, it would have been enough. Ah, then why am I still searching for more? Because it's enough and I'm still searching for more, the secret of the Sha'anun. Asher Derech Timnasa, where were the eyes looking? My Timnasa, what is Timnasa? Sazak Zohar HaKadosh Kida Amart V'Tmunas Hashem Yabit, V'Tmunas Hashem Yabit, to use the eyes to try and imagine with the refinement of imagination, with the refinement of Metzias, which we'll talk about Bezras Hashem, the refinement of the Koyach HaMedama that operates within the inner vision of one's mind, which then leads down to the Havana of the Lev, that place where Chochma and Bina connect, which is the Dimyon, the Koyach HaMedama. The Koyach HaMedama, that ability to see what can't be seen, to visualize that which is invisible. Tumunas Hashem Yabit, the biggest kasha in the entire world. Hashem is infinite without any limitation whatsoever. There's no image, there's no possibility of image, there's no possibility of possibility. V'chule, 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 v'chol mine shlila sayesh, from that place of Or Ein Sof kavyachol. And Or Ein Sof is only a gilur, like we said. There's no possibility of a tumuna. The notion of a tumuna is the polar opposite of any possible orientation towards faith imaginable. Yet the Torah HaKadosh is filled, and especially the Zohar HaKadosh is filled, and the Arizal is filled, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is filled, and all of the Tzaddikim are filled with an orientation towards an image, a notion of an image, of trying to imagine that which can't be imagined, that which can't be placed into image. And ultimately, in this place, the Tumnas Hashem Yabit, the refinement of vision to see that which can't be seen without actually grasping it, not to be magshimit, God forbid. But as we'll learn, the proper way of being mesiaches to the inyonim ruchniyim, obviously, first and foremost, to never be megashim anything and to always assume and be safe in the notion that nothing, no imaginable concept can be taken literally as existing in the way that our Magushim orientation exists and grasps things as existing. But at the same point, there's a secret of Tumunas Hashem Yabit, and that place of seeing that which can't be seen, of seeing without seeing, is that place of Malchus the Kedusha, is that place of Tamar, is that place of going down into that place of the Pesach Inayim to be revealing the light of Galus, to be revealing the light of Galus and Geula, to be refining Galus to lead to Geula, and to reveal that process of Malchus, which is Oila, 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 Oila. And so the Inyan here is that ultimately, to come to the most basic orientation of the dizzying infinitude that rests underneath every word of the Torah, that rests within every mitzvah, that rests within every encounter with our loved ones, that rests in every moment where a midah tova can be expressed, every opportunity to eat or to do anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a positive orientation in this way, leads us to the fundamental conclusion that which I grasp is only the tip of an iceberg of ungraspability. And it's not the negation of it. I'm still going to try and see a tmuna of it. I'm still going to try v'tmuna sashem yabit, even though I know that there's al tidmu umi, that there's no image. But I'm going to learn the secret of the tmuna sashem yabit, the ability to see that which can't be seen, to imagine differently, to reorient myself to the Aleph Beis, to reorient myself to what the Baal Shem Tov story is teaching me, what all of the Torah HaKadosh is teaching me, how I relate to myself, how I move forward in this world, how I move forward towards Geula, how I refine all of my experiences, and how we can slowly but surely begin to say, as the Baal Shem Tov teaches us, say Aleph, and say Aleph, and say Beis, and say Beis, and say Gimel, until Bezras Hashem, we have the Das of the Aleph Beis, and we have the Avanim that we can now bring, and we can build Batim with it, Be'ezras Hashem.
You've been listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Inward was created by Rabbi Zach Kamenetz and is produced by Zev Gavriel. The music is by Zusha. You can help support the production of this podcast by visiting us online at orpodcasts.com.